Hi, hello. We are back with a bang. Welcome back to the third episode of the Decaf Show with Sid, Mon, and Key.
Hello, people. Thank you so much. We recently hit more than 100 plays to a podcast, and we really appreciate you guys for listening to us.
Finally, we are recording this episode for the nth time, and we're just enjoying doing this thing, right?
Yes, it's so damn fun.
Tell me your lockdown experiences, you both.
Well, it was very harsh, but then it has helped me in a lot of ways. For example, I wouldn't have released my songs, or we wouldn't have started this podcast if not for lockdown, right?
Yes, right. We wouldn't have started this podcast if it wasn't for this lockdown. My lockdown wasn't bad. We all had our hard times, and on the brighter side, I didn't have to go to college, and that's the best thing that could happen to me in lockdown.
I agree with that, Monal. I started online education, and everybody in the world is doing it now. So it's crazy.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So yeah, I agree with it. And out of isolation came creativity, time to go through with family, changes for the improvement of life, and huge change in the environment around us. Our dreams were re-established. We favored significantly more sustainable practices. The air quality improved. We comprehended individuals' day-by-day lives and how delicate it very well may be now and again. We were all cheerful how nature recently hit the recent button. So I'm really excited to what the earth is holding for us in the future.
Yes, I don't know if you guys read it, but I think the ozone hole has healed itself. The biggest hole, and that's a great news.
Yeah, I read that too. That's a great thing for our planet, and I'm very happy about it.
The last 2 years have been an eye-opening experience, particularly in terms of rekindling our bond with nature and conserving our planet. While we are all sitting inside our homes, it was just great to see the soil breathe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We all need a break, and nature and the world are no exception. One habit I'd say I picked up in the last couple years would be trying to live a sustainable life, even if it only contributes very little. Tell me about what, according to you, is sustainability or leading a sustainable life is.
Sustainability, according to me, is saving up for the future generations and living consciously without hurting the mother nature and reducing the carbon emissions as much as we can.
That's nice.
Rightly said. To put in simple words, there must be a better way to make things we want without having to spoil the sky, rain, or the land. I would like to add a quote which I recently read. It's by Edmund Burke. Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could do only a little.
That's wonderful. Yeah, implementing very simple steps, replacing carry bags, the plastic ones, with the cloth bags or tote bags for buying and storing vegetables. These were all some things I tried to follow in my day-to-day life during this lockdown, not just this lockdown, even before the lockdown even started. I was too much into the sustainable living and consciously living and saving our planet. I believe that simple steps, small starts would always go a long way, and sustainable lifestyle also begins at your home first.
Right. So yeah, on that note, I recently started doing one thing that I learned from a blogger I was following in Instagram. What she said is that whenever you're shopping online, what you basically do is you see a thing and you go add it in your cart and you just proceed. Instead, what you can do is keep that thing in your cart, wait for 7 days or 2 weeks, and even after the 2 weeks, if you need that thing, you go ahead and buy it. This has also helped me save up so much money and wasteful stocking up of clothes and accessories and unnecessary makeup.
Okay, that's the minimalist ideology. I really like it.
Yes.
So this is a very common and a simple thing. I guess most of us follow. I just place aside the clothes to give away later, the ones which I couldn't wear or which doesn't fit anymore.
I do that too. That's a very good thing. I also recently found a place in Pondicherry where you go place your clothes that you don't use it anymore, and people who are in need of them come and take it. That was really a good idea. Mon, you kind of got in touch with makeup again during this lockdown, right? So when it comes to trying and buying new products, what rule would you use? Do you limit on buying new makeup products or opt for more green or sustainable options? I'm asking this question to you because I do not use makeup and I like to know.
Yes, as I was saying, there are many cleansing balms and makeup removers in the market, which on my point of view, you don't even need it because you will have the basic oils in your house like coconut oil, or you if you don't like oil-based cleansers, you can go with rose water as your makeup remover, and you can also replace your cotton pads with your homemade or home-stitched or sewed cotton pads. There are many YouTubers who, teach you how to make the cotton pads and stuff, or you can just take a normal towel and, do cleansing with coconut oil and remove it off, and just basically wash it off with your cleanser. So that's something that I have added in my makeup routine. So yeah, there are so many products like facial mists and products like that. I feel they don't even work because there is so much plastic going on in that product. It's just water and some preservatives, which is harmful for your skin. So yeah, these cotton pads and coconut oil cleansing is what I've added in my routine. I started using coconut oil to remove my makeup, and started using the reusable makeup wipes and pads that I make at home. I mean, they go a long way, and you can like boil them in hot water and wash it whenever you need. And there are like so many other brands who actually sell them. You can go ahead and buy them if you can't make them at home.
That sounds really good, Monal. I guess people need to find many ways in which they could implement sustainable practices to their lifestyle.
Exactly. We don't have to, engage in grand or heroic actions to participate in the change, but very, very small acts can be multiplied by millions of people, which can transform the world.
Absolutely right.
Here are some tips that we could implement in our lives to bring change.
The cliché one, but nevertheless an important step, is to save energy. Switch off standby appliances. Don't use a dryer to dry your clothes. I'm pretty sure the Indian households are most likely to dry clothes out in the sun, and it's possibly the best way. Line drying prevents the clothes wrinkles and strings, and also significantly reduces the cost of repurchasing the clothes. This could in turn reduce the fast fashion.
Try to consume less amount of meat. Nobody is forcing anybody to go vegan, but it's better if 10 people reduce their consumption of meat than one perfect vegan. Less is always more.
Utilize reusable other options. There are heaps of eco-accommodating alternatives nowadays. Use reusable alternatives. There are lots of eco-friendly options these days. Carry a stainless steel straw or a wooden straw when you go out, so you could cut off the plastic stuff. Opt for the no cutlery option when you take out food. And single-use products tend to like end up in the landfill, particularly plastic. So yeah, reduce plastic as much as you can.
Use papers only when it's absolutely necessary. Lots of people modernize themselves and use paper towels in the kitchen, toilet tissue, wipes, and stuff, which I think is very unnecessary. There are many options now in the market for more eco-friendly reusable materials that could rather be used instead.
Recycle and reuse, another cliche term. It's very hard to find things without plastic, from the hand wash bottles, the sanitizers, the oil package that we use for kitchen, and many more are all packaged using plastic. What can you do to reduce them? Recycle them. Collect all the plastic things together and recycle them with the locals available. I'm pretty sure you all know who buy used plastic and papers to repurpose them. Reuse products as much as you can before binning them. A simple example could be a toothpaste. Please use the whole tube of the toothpaste till the very end until no more is left. Reuse plastic containers until it wears out. Our mothers and grandmas do this. They store coriander and curry leaves and all such kitchen ingredients in plastic dabbas, right? So it will be a nicer way even if we try to follow it.
Yes, and yeah, so grow your own food. I think that, you know, this joy when you see your plant grow, seed you sowed. It's a pleasure to watch a fruit or vegetable come out from it. By doing this, you'll know the importance of food and how long it takes to grow, so that you will never waste it again. Buy vegetables and fruits from the local vendors and not from the big shops.
Donate the unused items, thrift your clothes and things. Always the best idea to buy anything second hand, and helps reduce a lot of waste and also saves energy from producing new products again and again.
The fashion industry is one of the main polluting industries in the world. To lessen the impact they cause, buy clothes only when it's absolutely necessary, and also opt for more sustainable materials if you can.
And you can also upcycle your clothes.
Yeah, that's a very great idea.
Save water. I cannot stress enough more on this point.
And lastly, make sure your big purchases have environmental benefits and also that you will use them longer.
There's also one more point. As the pandemic is not over yet, we are still wearing masks. And I request you all to please dispose the masks properly.
We'd like to recommend some documentaries that we have watched based on nature and ecology. One of which is Seaspiracy, which talks about the pollution in the ocean and how it affects the daily life and the air that we breathe. And that without ocean, the earth wouldn't exist. Another one is Kiss the Ground, where they talk about the carbon emissions and how you can control them using many agricultural practices that are being practiced in America.
I'd like to recommend David Attenborough's A Life on a Planet. If you really care about the planet, about your future generation, about animals and nature, I guess this is the one you should watch. It is thought-provoking, very inspiring, and intelligently made. There's one more documentary called Minimalism, a documentary about the important things. I'd also recommend to watch that one. It's very good.
Yes. So there is one YouTuber I follow. Her name is Shel Bisley. She talks about how the fast fashion and many makeup products, you know, done packaging done with plastics affects the whole environment. She talks about zero waste, and do check her out. She's she brings out the most raw, purest form of information that is available. So yeah, do check her out.
Great. I watch her too. Apart from her, there are few more people on YouTube that I follow who talk about sustainable lifestyle and zero waste living. They are Sustainably Living by Amy Lucas. She's very, very good. I consistently watch her videos. There's one more person called Jitta Mary Johansson. She also talks about the zero waste living and her journey to sustainable living as well. If you people are interested to try vegan cooking, there's this one German YouTuber called Mina Rome. She does very fun cooking styles, and she also recreates TV shows and movies, the food they recommend in the shows to vegan ones. So it's very cool.
Let's get sustainable and save this bloody planet. And also, we'll link all the documentaries and YouTubers in our Instagram page, The Decaf Show. Do check us out.
Thank you for tuning in.
Catch you on the flip side. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, you guys. We are back and welcome back to the welcome back to the welcome back.
So, what were you supposed to discuss today?
This.
So, I'm sitting here. Hello. Hey.
Hi, Mon here.
The message behind it is obviously great. I think. Oh, I spoiled. What the fuck am I saying?
Are you alive?